It's Black as Night. Dickie Black on the Bay Area's rock station, 107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone, that is Steppenwolf, and they are on the Magic Carpet Ride. I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me is Ngaio Bellum.
Woo, you don't know what we could find.
Ah!
Right? Isn't that the...
Yeah, that's absolutely it. Yeah.
Don't the drugs wear off and then a stupid can was all he found? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Can
or candle? Was it a can? I thought it was
stupid
a candle.
Can.
Stupid
can.
Stupid can was all he found?
And then it was a tin can.
This is one of those like misinterpreted lyrics over the years.
Sure.
A stupid can was all I found.
The desert on a whore with no name.
Speaking of confusion, yep. I thought you were playing this weekend, but you were playing tomorrow night at the Punchline.
Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. at the Punchline in San Francisco.
Awesome.
You can even get in free.
Who are you performing with?
I'm performing with Alex Cole, who's a recent finalist in the San Francisco Comedy Competition. Wasn't he here
last
week?
He was on my show.
Marvelous speaking voice for radio.
I have to go look at his picture so I can figure out which one he is.
He's the white guy.
Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down.
Trenton Davis is the opening act. I don't think I've seen
That's like saying he's the lesbian. There's been a lot
Are
of comedians through
girlfriend?
Here. I've had a lot of great comedians come through here.
They're all either white guys or lesbians.
It's white guys, lesbians, and black guys. That's
all who makes...
That sums it up. That's who makes
comedy,
the world funny.
That's who makes comedy
go. Oh, one Jewish guy.
One, really? Only one?
Yeah.
In San Francisco?
Howard
Stone?
No, it was Andy Kindler.
Oh, wow.
We imported one. So here I was thinking I was going to have to make people call in for tickets, but you have, like, the secret password?
I have the secret password.
So speakeasy of you.
Well, that's me.
And kind of
awesome.
I don't
know if you've hung out with me before, but I'm definitely speakeasy.
Just a couple of times.
Speakeasy around, I don't know.
Speakeasy-ish?
Speakeasy. Well, I'm easy, for sure.
Well.
Like Sunday morning. Like a
Commodore
song.
That's like leaving you
on the bone. Do you even know what I'm talking about? Lionel Richie.
Actually, Faith No More covered the song, so everybody knows what you're talking about.
Oh.
Easy like Sunday morning, baby.
Like when Sublime covered that the Grateful Dead song. They do a version of Scarlet Begonias.
Do they?
Yeah.
Before or after the singer died?
Before.
Before.
Like, but you can only find like live versions.
So
I've
it's like legit
ever.
Sublime stuff, not
Actual
Sublime with Rome.
Brad Blime.
Nice. Yeah, because you know what? If there's not heroin in the music, it's really not as good.
I'm just gonna say that.
Okay,
Steely
so
Dan makes me want to smoke heroin. They make it seem like it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Tonight when I chase the dragon, that's how the song goes, and he's all super happy about it.
Why wouldn't he be? He's chasing the dragon.
Clearly, he doesn't.
Once you catch it, you've got problems. So we are going to give you the password for free tickets after ZZ Top. Sit tight. It's 107.7 The Bone.
The only station that really knows. Classic Rock, 107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone, there's ZZ Top. Give me all your lovin'. I'm Nikki Black, and I've got all of Ngaio Bellum in the studio tonight.
Bellum.
Is it Bellum? Have I been saying it wrong?
Ngaio Bellum. Have you been saying it wrong all week?
Do you want to know? I've been saying it wrong all my life. Do you want to know my story about your name?
Yes, I do.
One time, I was filling in for the secretary of the comedy booker at Bill Graham Presents.
Sure.
And you were calling in to get on at the Punchline.
Right.
I guess you'd never played the Punchline before.
This was a
long time ago.
Fledgling comedy career giving away how old any
of us are. At some point in the 90s, I think.
Yes.
Maybe early 2000s. No.
No, it would have been the
90s.
I started comedy in the late 80s.
So you called and I kept trying to explain to you that I was the temp. I was just filling in. I'm only here for a week.
I don't take no for an answer.
But you called like every day and I kept answering the phone and I was like, dude, I'm only the temp. And you're like, but I called today and you're still there. And I was like, well, you got me. And you're like, okay, so make sure that they know that I'm ready to play the Punchline. And you're like, my name is Ngaio. So you spent all this time teaching me how to say Ngaio, like 7 days, like well, 5 days because it was a week, work week. But for 5 days, you taught me how to say your first name every single day to the point where I don't think you ever told me how to say your last
name. No one ever goes Ngaio who?
It's true.
Which Ngaio are you talking about?
Actually, I said that to one of the comedians and it went right over his head.
You said Ngaio who?
I said, which Ngaio?
the Hamptons Ngaio.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one from the Fillmore.
Do you ever run into another one and you're like, dude.
I'm actually a member of the Ngaio's Club on Facebook.
There has to be one.
Well, if you
Why
live,
wouldn't
if you live
one?
In New Zealand, it's a relatively common name, although we have different derivations. But N-G-A-I-O is like a forest and a flower, and there's an old mystery writer. She was from the 30s, Ngaio Marsh. She also spells it N-G-A-I-O, and she's from New Zealand. It's a Maori word. It means like golden flower or something like that. But mine's an Americanization of a Kikuyu word meaning hungry for knowledge.
Ah.
Sure.
So it's very descriptive, because I noticed that you do have your face buried in a book like every 30
they
seconds.
They could have named me Hungry for Wisdom. I'd probably be farther along, but I know a lot of useless things.
So you know stuff.
I know
whether
stuff.
Or not it's good.
I can't put it together and do dookie with it, but I know it.
It should be like Hungry for Knowledge and yet ADD and having to like be knowledgeable of 18 different things at one time.
I should really try to get on Jeopardy. I think I'd be all right.
Really?
Sure.
You got Jeopardy skills?
I have crazy Jeopardy skills. And although sometimes it's like just like, you know, stuff only white people know.
Dude.
Like I have no cultural background in any of that.
It's grape juice.
Grape juice?
It's grape juice.
Grape juice. We just
grape juice and Sunny Delight. Or like the white, well, in the 80s, that was like white people drinks. Yeah.
Grape juice and Sunny Delight.
Grape juice versus grape drink. That was Dave Chappelle. That's right. At the Fillmore, he was like.
It's all coming back to you.
He's all, grape juice. I bet you didn't think we knew about it, did you, white people?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just because we had grape drink doesn't mean we didn't know about the juice.
I like diet soda.
Do you?
I love it.
I don't like it. I won't touch it. I'm
trying to stay away from the corn syrup, so I'm on the Splenda because that's way better for you.
Yeah, that's all natural, sort of. Not.
It's got to be natural. It's not Splendor. It's Splenda. I spell it with an A, so it makes it culturally
Splenda.
Relevant.
Splenda.
Like my Negra. Splenda, Negra. Same.
So what you're saying is Splenda was made by black people, and yet it's a white powder.
Well, it's made by white people who want to feel more comfortable around black people. I don't know really what I'm saying at all.
Okay, well, we did promise. It's actually kind of early.
Still early.
We have to make more sense than this right now.
I don't even know what time it is. It's dark outside.
We promised people. Okay. We promised people we would tell them the password.
Yes.
After ZZ Top.
After ZZ Top. Are you going to play some more ZZ Top?
No.
Oh, then we better tell them now.
Well, I could check. Do you want me to... You know, maybe I could play more ZZ Top later.
If you got cheap sunglasses.
That would be kind of messed up,
the
though,
password.
Wouldn't it? People wait.
Which is the number I will reveal to you in a moment after I check the thing. The password is date night.
Date night.
Date night. So, I know Tuesday's not always a date night, but it could be. But if you
I don't think
date
Tuesday's
night,
ever been a date night.
Well, you don't go on dates on Tuesdays?
No.
Come on. Is that just booty call night? Then?
Well,
really
I work Tuesday
night.
Nights, so...
Yeah, but you get off at like midnight.
If I'm lucky.
And then I stop work.
Exactly. Yeah, so people, all they have to do is go to the punchline and say, the password is date night.
Exactly.
And they
you
can,
still have to buy your own drinks, though. It's not free drink.
Yeah.
Password.
No. It's a free admission password.
That's right.
So there you go.
And then
it's
we'll all hang
just
out in the parking
easy.
Lot after the show.
Tell your friends. There'll be a big circle out in the circle on the side of the
there'll
building.
There'll probably be a big circle before the show too, depending on what time you get there.
This is you live here, you know this. There's a big circle on the side of every building where there's an event taking place.
Last time I live in Sacramento now, it's an open secret, but I grew up in San Francisco and I'm here all the time. My mom was here, I'm here all the time. I was here this weekend for the West Coast Cannabis Expo at the Cow Palace.
Funny, I didn't know.
But I'm always amazed at how much San Francisco smells like weed. Just when you just walk down the street, wherever you walk, all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, someone's smoking weed around here.
No, you know what the shock is? When someone's smoking bad weed. Tell me you have not been walking down the street and stopped dead in your tracks and been like,
man, that's terrible.
Who's the out-of-towner that just lit up a joint?
Would you bring that up from Texas?
It's not even green. Do they still make it when it's not green?
I give them tips.
I thought the brown weed was extinct. How did you find it?
You're going to cure it a little bit longer. Maybe you picked it kind of early. Because we're all connoisseurs up here. You got to bring your J game.
It's true. Resin smoke will stop everyone dead. Oh, brother, come on.
Just clean your pipe.
Yeah.
Just clean your pipe.
Serious. Get some orange. Work it out.
Step up your game.
Work it out.
Step up your game.
Okay, tomorrow night.
Alcohol and salt.
Tomorrow night, punchline.
Yep. 8 o'clock show.
8 o'clock.
Alex Cole, Trenton Davis.
Date night gets you in free. Ngayo Bilum.
On the bone.
In the studio with me all night long on 107.7 The Bone.
You want rock? You got it. The Bay Area's rock station. 107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone. That is Tom Petty's Breakdown. I'm Nikki Black, and breaking it down in the studio for me is Ngayo Bilum.
Go ahead and give it to me.
Ha! Who's going to be performing tomorrow night at the Punchline.
The Punchline! Woo!
Give everybody your rundown on Tom Petty's Breakdown.
We were using adult language. It's such a cold-blooded give-me-some-booty song. It's not a whining for booty.
No.
It's not like Only the Good Die Young or More Than Words where they're trying to sweet talk. He doesn't care. He's straight.
And it's
kind of pimping.
So pretty.
He's kind of pimping. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not afraid of you walking away. Yeah. I got the feeling you won't.
Yeah.
Right?
Snap.
So quit fronting. Ain't no future in your fronting.
Nope, don't play.
It's kind of cold-blooded. There's rumors that Eazy-E used to play that in his car driving around South Central. It was the inspiration to a lot of Eazy-E songs.
Damn. Okay,
I just made that part up. All of a sudden, I'm Herman Cain. I don't have the facts to back this up,
yeah.
But
we could just be making this
up. The moon
up,
is made of green
true.
Cheese.
Honestly, you know, with Eazy-E, it's a possibility.
It's all possible.
Anything's
it's
possible.
All possible. Big Boy from Outkast is a huge Anya fan.
Really?
I don't know why, but he really digs her.
The Sail Away Girl?
I don't really listen to Anya.
Yeah, well, why
but I do like the Cocteau
it's...
Twins. So there's no accounting for things. What are you gonna do?
She's
right?
mostly
if,
used.
If I had
in,
a
like...
choice between like Cocteau Twins, Anya, and Yanni, I think I know what line I would stand in.
Okay.
Although, who doesn't like a little Yanni every once in a while?
No one.
Or would that be Yoni? I get confused.
No one likes Yanni ever.
Well, but they like Yoni.
But randomly, Yanni has been showing up at metal shows. Apparently, his kid is a metalhead. So Yanni, Daddy Yanni, has been taking his kid to metal shows.
On the hammered dulcimer?
How random
That's
is
awesome.
That?
That's awesome. That's crazy.
Awesomely random.
So what else are you doing?
I don't do anything because I work nights.
Oh.
But I heard you had fun last weekend.
I did have a fun last weekend. I was at the West Coast Cannabis Expo, and I'm also the editor of West Coast Cannabis Magazine. I'd like to give a fat shout out to a lot of our supporters. Angels Care Collective.
Is it a real magazine? Like it comes on paper?
It's actually glossy. Every month,
does
full color glossy.
Does it come out on paper?
No, not yet, but I guess in an emergency you could do it because it is soya-based ink. I also give a shout-out to the Vapor Room and the Divinity Tree and Angels Care in Santa Clara and all my other homies, Berkeley Patients Care Collective out there. Oh, I know you're listening.
What kind of music do they bump in the Vapor Room?
Usually reggae and some Tom Petty and some Willie Nelson.
Like
Willie
certain...
Nelson's so high he doesn't even know he's singing.
Do they have like different hours? Like if you go between 6 and 8, it's like trance, and if you go between like 8 and 10, it's like reggae. If you go from 10 to midnight, it's just Floyd all night.
Yeah, I do the early morning drive.
Dude, I'm
I do morning drive. I do 6 to 10 in the mornings at the Vapor Room.
Dude, it's Floyd hour at the Vapor Room. Hurry up if we're late. It's that trance crap.
They do that at El Camino. They have a DJ come in. Or usually around 4 o'clock or 4:20 in the afternoon. He plays the reggae too.
Coincidentally.
Fat shout out to everybody down at Spark. Yeah. And all my homies at Bernal Heights Collective too. I love those guys.
I got to say, it would make sense if you had like a rolling paper page. Because it would be extra green. It would be able to
that.
Reuse, recycle.
It'd be like that big rolling paper from the old Cheech and Chong.
And it would be green.
It would be green. I get it.
I made the finger quotes.
It's always good to do hand signals and make faces
green.
On the radio.
Oh, yeah. Dude, everybody knows exactly what
everybody
I'm talking
knows.
About.
You have a great face for radio, as they used to say back in the old. It's a classic.
Yeah, but they didn't That's mean it very classic. Nicely back then.
No, I know, but I wasn't saying it about you. Everybody knows that Nikki Black is crazy hot.
So you were performing at the Cannabis Expo, and
yes.
You were also covering the Cannabis Expo for
my magazine, West Coast Cannabis Magazine.
And were you also there to service your medical condition?
Yes. Yes, I were. And I found a lot of help. There's a lot of different things that go on. You know,
compassionate care.
It's not just smoking. Marijuana is a natural anti-inflammatory. So one of the big things now is people are making a bunch of salves and lotions and things like that. So it doesn't even get you high. But if you got the
works.
Arthritis or some sort of thing like that,
yeah.
You rub it into the spot. It works pretty well, actually. And it's all natural and
That'd
stuff. And it
awesome.
Doesn't wreck your liver.
Grandma, I got you some pot butter. No, don't cook with it. It's like cocoa butter.
It's
but
cocoa butter. It's shea butter. Yeah. It works very well. I know a few people's grandmas who like it for the arthritis and the aches
you
and pains
can
and the sprained muscles.
You can vouch.
There's anecdotal evidence to support my hypothesis.
Excellent.
I talk like that when it's
anecdotally. You will
anecdotally.
Be hypothesizing tomorrow night at the Punchline.
That
in
is the rumor. It's actually, I think that's more than just a theory. I think we'll be doing applied comedy as opposed to theoretical comedy.
Excellent.
At the Punchline, 8 o'clock tomorrow. 2 drink minimum. Date night is the password. You get in free.
It's gonna be good times.
Bring your buds.
You should go down there because what else are you gonna do on a Tuesday night?
Right. You're gonna watch Modern
there's
Family.
No, there's
that's
no
on Wednesdays.
Must see TV. Not no, on Tuesday.
No. And hey, that's what
no
it's called.
Night
the
football.
DVR. Yeah. There's no Tuesday night football.
Yeah, get out. See some
get
real
out.
Stuff.
Leave
oh,
house.
And the weather's going to clear up, so don't cry about the rain.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night
Lussies.
At the Punchline. And Guy O'Belum in the studio with me tonight on 107.7 The Bone.
Woo!
100% pure rock. 107.7 The Bone.
I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me is Guy O'Belum.
Guy O'Belum. Guy We're here at The Bone, 107.7.
Yes.
I always like to. It's 9:26. 34 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Right? Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
Then traffic and weather. That's a morning radio
old
thing.
DJ school. You got to give the time twice in case they missed the first time. What time is it?
That's
9:27, 33 minutes in front of 10.
That's because it's a morning radio trick because everybody's so wasted tired in the morning. They're not paying any attention. You've got to tell them twice.
Tell them twice. I just think that's funny. I tease people all the time about that.
Tomorrow night, you are at the Punchline.
I'm at the Punchline.
Alex Cole and...
In 23 hours with Trenton Davis, Alex Cole, and the Chocolate Mountain of Joy himself, Ugayo Bilum, will be there telling
the
jokes.
The password to get in free is...
Date night.
So that means if you go to the Punchline at 444 Battery tomorrow at 8 o'clock and to get into the show.
We'll show up a little early.
Yeah, get there early.
7:45.
That's how you get good seats.
If you show up at 7:20, we'll have a 4:20.
Ooh.
A preemptive.
If you go to any show in the Bay Area, you just walk to the side of the building and look for the circle
San
of people.
Francisco smells like weed. It's just one of those things.
Really
this
is.
Hometown smells like marijuana.
It's not Hate Street. It's every street.
Especially
really
if your
is.
Team wins the World Series.
Oh,
oh my
Lord.
God. Put some dro in the air. Let Timmy smoke indeed.
Yeah, that well, and it was Open Container Central, too, because I was actually on Hate Street when the Giants won the World Series.
Were you?
And everybody was just walking around with open containers, and the Woo! Packs were just, like, sitting there chilling, like, go Giants!
Well, what are you going to do? It's a celebration. It's a street party at that point.
Speaking of street parties,
yeah,
talk about some Occupy SF. You've been down there, right?
I have not been to Occupy
you
SF.
You haven't been down there?
No, I've been to Occupy Sacramento.
Oh, what's Occupy Sac looking like?
It's crowded.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there. They're all pretty crunchy, bro.
Yeah.
It's groovy.
How's
I think it's a good idea, actually. Yeah. I think everybody should stand up to the plutocracy and the oligarchy and ask for a fair shake, you know?
It's starting
cool.
Because
and take all your money out of Bank America.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Because I think because
give me all your money. I'll hold it for you. If you want it, I'll give it to you.
That's the new banking system.
Bank
bro,
of Ungayo.
Bro, I'll hold your stuff.
Bank
it's
of
cool.
Ungayo.
I think it's one of the cool things that's keeping
I'm
it
long
going.
On weed.
Yeah.
That's my commodities future. I'm
Dude.
Long on marijuana.
The thing that I think is keeping it going is that it's very reminiscent of the war protests of the 60s. It's
sure.
because it's so widespread. There's someone everywhere that doesn't have a job.
Everybody's got a problem right now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, especially if you don't have a job, you might as well show up.
What else are you going to do, right?
Hey.
Because there's no.
Make that your job.
Here's the
thing.
It's
not like
thing.
You can't go get a job. It's not like there's jobs and you're a lazy bastard.
Here's what's awesome. It's that there's no unemployment center anymore. There's no job centers anymore. They all got shut down. They're all online.
It's called the Home Depot.
Yeah. So if you don't have a job and you're looking for one, you can go to an Occupy SF or SAC or whatever. I think there's an Occupy Oakland starting
right
now, too.
There's Occupy everywhere. I'm waiting for Occupy Lodi.
If you just bring your laptop or your
Occupy
smartphone with
Burlingame.
You can...
They're all sharing.
If you bring your laptop or your smartphone
Occupy
with you, you
San
can actually
Bruno.
Look for a job while you
Occupy.
Occupy
Saramonte.
Ooh.
That's our next. Because they have the good lumpia. Hello, people!
And the chicken adobo. Right.
And the chicken adobo. Occupy, Occupy Jollibees.
That'd be great. Occupy Oakland. Nobody's there. They're all on the bus. They're taking Muni over to Occupy Saramonte.
Everybody's going to Occupy Saramonte. That's the new place. People, Occupy
where's,
Colma.
Where's Occupy Santa Cruz? Because I know there's people down there
Santa
with no
Cruz
jobs.
Is in a constant state of occupation.
That's
I think
true.
Santa Cruz is just preoccupied.
That'd be like
they got a lot of things on their like, mind over there.
It's like Occupy Golden Gate Park. You really can't tell
you
the difference.
You know.
It's just how right. it is.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Ugayo Bilum.
Bilum.
Bilum. Ungayo
Bilum.
Isn't it retarded that I can say Ungayo no problem?
Ungayo.
It's B-O. It's Bilum.
B-O. Ungayo B-O. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Funky. It's not a funk station. This is a rock station.
I totally just got into sixth grade for you. Ungayo B-O.
Ungayo B-O. Shut up. You are.
I knew you were, but what am I?
Shut up. Okay, sign this note.
It'll make trash and burn it.
Where's your slam book?
Oh.
Wow. Do the kids still do that?
I
my daughter has yet
do,
to bring home a slam
online.
Book.
It's all online.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's all online.
It's not the same.
Tumblr.com. Check it out and,
Tumblr,
and
Tumblr
see what
just,
I'm talking about.
Tumblr's like, here are my favorite porn photos. That's all Tumblr is. Like, this is the kind of porn I like. It's on my Tumblr
Who
page.
Who are you following on Tumblr?
Oh, maybe that's just me then.
I haven't seen any naked people on Tumblr.
Are you kidding me? That's all
no.
I ever see on Tumblr.
I am not following the people you follow.
Look for Lady Cheeky.
Well, what did you expect?
Well,
I'm just
but
saying.
It's good. Though.
Did
it's,
you think she was English? She was an English comedian?
I think she is.
I thought Lady Cheeky was an English comedian of royal descent.
Yes, clearly.
Yeah.
Bully! Ah, how good is you, sir?
Ladies and gentlemen, date night is your password. It gets you in free tomorrow night at the Punchline to see Ungayo Bilum.
there. Perfect.
With Alex Cole.
Thank you so much for having me over. Nikki. Follow me on Twitter.
Down, man.
NGAIO 420.
Or check out my Twitter to find him on Twitter because
yes, I'm all
nobody's
going
to remember
Twitter.
How to spell Ngaio.
How could N-G-A-I-O, 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 Ngaio was his name, oh.
On that note.
Thank you so very much.
That was, it's like you were serenading me for a second.
I kind of was.
It was,
I kinda
was. That was
more than words. All I ever needed you to show. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for
that.
That
was extreme.
That really was extreme.
It really was kind of extreme.
Now I'm frightened. Thank you for coming in. Ngaio Bealum tomorrow night at the Punchline on 107.7 The Bone.
Nikki Black. Nikki Black.
She sleeps all day and she works all night. What kind of girl do you think she is?
It's Black as Night on the Bay Area's rock station. 107.7 The Bone.